Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to our book reading entitled When the Moon Split, a biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The book has been compiled by Saifur Rahman Mubarak Puri. As we near the end of the book, we continue on page 296. The Banu Mazhaj accept Islam as part of the delegations that visited the Prophet, peace be upon him. In Ramadan, the 10th after Hijrah, the Prophet, peace be upon him, sent Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu an to the Banu Mazhaj in Yemen to call them to Islam. Ali was not to fight them unless they attacked first. Ali's call to the people of Banu Mazhaj toward Islam was received with hostility. They shot arrows at Ali and his men, but the Muslims were undeterred and counter-attacked. After Ali had shown the Banu Mazhaj that they were no match for the Muslim warriors, he called off the attack and once again extended an invitation to embrace Islam. This time, the Banu Mazhaj accepted the offer and became Muslim. After the chieftains and notables of the tribes came forward and took the oath of allegiance, they gave Ali a charity offering for the poor and weak, saying, "Take from this the right of Allah." Ali and his men returned north and met with the Prophet, peace be upon him, in Makkah during the farewell Hajj. The delegation of Ads Shanwa. The Ads Shanwa, a famous tribe of southern Arabia, sent a delegation headed by Shart bin Abdullah Azdi, and they all embraced Islam. The Prophet, peace be upon him, appointed Shart as their chief and ordered the Muslims among them to fight the polytheists in southern Arabia. Dhul Halasa is destroyed. The Prophet, peace be upon him, continued to receive delegations and individuals. Jarir bin Abdullah Bajli, who was one such individual who called upon the Prophet, peace be upon him, and later became one of his most renowned companions. His tribe, the Bajila and Hash'am, had a large temple called Dhul Halasa, which its pagan devotees put on par with the Kaaba. They called Dhul Halasa the Kaaba Yamaniya and referred to the Kaaba as the Kaaba Shamia. One day the Prophet, peace be upon him, said to Jarir, "Will you not give me peace from Dhul Halasa?" Understanding that the Prophet, peace be upon him, wanted him to destroy the pagan temple, Jarir told the Prophet, peace be upon him, that he was not a good horseman. At this, the Prophet struck Jarir's chest and said, "O Allah, keep Jarir firm on his horse, guide him, and let him guide others." Accompanied by 150 horsemen from his clan, the Ahmaz, Jarir attacked the temple and burnt it down. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, heard the news, he invoked Allah's blessings 5 times for the people and horses of the Ahmaz. The rise and fall of Azwad Ansi. Islam continued to spread throughout Yemen in southern Arabia, and soon the Prophet's administrators controlled the entire region. Suddenly, the second false prophet, whom the Prophet ﷺ had seen in his vision, arose from the city of Haf Hanan. His name was Azwad Ansi, and backed by 700 warriors, he claimed to be a prophet and ruler. Azwad captured the city of Sana'a and he quickly gained power and territory. The situation became so difficult for the Muslim administrators that they found themselves confined to the territory of Ash'arain. For 3 or 4 months, these distressing circumstances persisted until Firoz Dalmi, a Muslim from Persia, and his men moved against Azwad and his army. Firoz killed the false prophet, cut off his head, and threw it outside the citadel. The sight of their leader's severed head shattered the resistance of Azwad's soldiers and they fled. When peace was restored, the Muslim administrators wrote to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and resumed their duties. Azwad Ansi was killed exactly 1 day before the Prophet, peace be upon him, himself died. The Prophet, however, had already been informed by revelation that Azwad would be killed, and he announced the news accordingly. The letter bearing the good news was later received by Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu an. We leave our shortened book reading there, for tomorrow we continue with Hajj al-Wida, the farewell pilgrimage of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we near the end of our book reading. We're reading from the book When the Moon Split, a biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, compiled by Saiful Rahman Mubarak Puri. Until we meet again at another time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.